Clap your hands. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Amen. Remain standing like that and pick your Bibles to Psalm number 124. Psalm 124. If you are there, that is the reason for our gathering here this morning. From verse 1. Amen. Are we there? Can we just be on our feet? And then pick it as a text. Psalm 124 from verse 1. We'll read it together. Shall we go? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and the earth. The church will say, God bless you. Sit down on top of your blessings. That is why we are here today. Just turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, rejoice, rejoice. Just say rejoice and keep rejoicing. Rejoice and keep rejoicing. Rejoice and keep rejoicing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good that a believer should always take time and praise God. It is good that as a believer, we should always take some time and give God thanksgiving. Give Him thanks. And you only thank somebody who has done something for you. Amen. And you thanksgiving is your own way of reciprocating some good gesture from someone. Thanksgiving is your response to something good someone has done to you. And if the psalmist ended by saying, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and the earth, then you should give thanks to your helper. When you are sure he has helped you in any area of your life. Yes, as individuals, one time or the other, during the year, you have had calls to come out in our monthly Thanksgiving service where we come to dedicate our children. We use that opportunity for any other person who has any special reason to also thank God. But it's also good that we come and give what I will use the term cumulative thanksgiving. Throughout the year, the past year, it's good to take a reflection on the activities of the past year. Take a reflection on the goodness of the Lord. Take a reflection on how the year went. Then you will know why the songwriter says, count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And it is good to take it this way. Begin to reflect on the first month of that last year. How was it in January? How was it in March? February, March. Look at the uniqueness of every month. Look at the hand of the Lord in every month. Consider every month as you pass by that month. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And always, you cannot praise God enough as you should until you truly begin to give some consideration. Give some consideration. Begin to think. Begin to look. Consider all around you. The songwriter that wrote the song, one of the songs we just sang this morning. I believe he must have looked all around. Something caught his attention that made him to sing, how great is our God. He started by saying, when I consider the works of my God, the moon and the stars, he said, the path that they trod, the sheep and the oxen and the beasts of the field. He says, all of these wonders makes me know that he is real. And if you know he is real, then you will worship him. Because you now know that it's not a myth, it's a reality. So before truly this morning, you can truly get the effect, the impact of today's service. Praise the Lord. You must first and foremost look back. See how many people around you died. See? I look at the picture of my classmates when we were passing out in school. And I was counting the condition and situation of every one of them. I told you, you will not thank God for your life until you see somebody around that there's something around you that is better than that person. You may not be rich. You may be struggling to eat. But you move about freely. There's somebody around you that may be physically challenged. You see? So you will have reason to thank God for your estate. You can talk freely and communicate. There is somebody that is a serious stammerer that may not be able to talk like you talk. Just yesterday, I received a call. Somebody had to be put in oxygen, and he's been in oxygen from yesterday till this morning. And the wife called me after I had to pray for them last night on phone. And they were preparing him to rush him to the theater, and he said, he suddenly received a revelation or so that I appeared and I said he should not go for the surgery. So he told the doctors he cannot go for the surgery until he hears from me. But the aspect that concerns me is that while I was sleeping at home, enjoying my sleep, somebody was with oxygen something. By artificial means, sustaining his breath. You move with your two legs, some other person moves with wheelchair. You are able to even sleep in the night. There is somebody throughout last year that could only sleep by some medication. Some people live by painkillers. They don't take a painkiller, a drug. They won't enjoy the day. Somebody here, throughout last year, you never worked, you never earned anything. But you were feeding, you were eating. You see? That sickness that took you to the hospital, you took a drug and you were healed. That same sickness killed somebody else. Oh yes. Somebody from January to the end of the year, you did not lose anybody in your family. But there were some last year that buried 3-4 members of their families. That same route you traveled and came back safely, some other person took the same route and didn't come back. They had accidents. Some people have been in emergency ward from the first day of last year till the last day of last year, and even up to now. They are in some emergency situation, condition. Some people just disappeared in the hands of ritual killers, kidnappers. But you passed the same route. It didn't come near you. They didn't see you. I'm just making you to know how to think. Maybe it is because you have an effort, something, you have a secret. Only you are too powerful for kidnapper. You pray more than those ones, that those situations came near. You know that you don't pray much. But anytime, you just see God all around you, always, always, always. So you have a reason to give Him thanks. You know the battles that you fought last year, but He gave you victory. You know what the enemy wished for you throughout last year, but his wish did not come to pass. That is the one we may be aware. What of the ones we don't even know? What of the ones we don't even know? You sleep and you wake up. You don't know what happened while you were asleep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't know the dangers that God averted. And it's good that we should come together like this. Just give it attention. Our own way of expressing our gratitude to God. We have some examples in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Even before the Bible, we know that America has a culture of setting aside one day as a national Thanksgiving Day. No wonder they remain still the most powerful nation. Amen. Forget the devil has invaded them with all manner of serpent seeds there that have been leading them. They are trying to put God one side, but they still maintain some tradition. You see, they recognize God and they have it as a national holiday known as a Thanksgiving Day. It's only Nigeria that we don't have. Amen. I pray that one day, I was just meditating, even this morning. I said, why is it, look all around this country, since the beginning of this country as a nation, independence till now, 90% of the rulers of Nigeria have been Muslims. They have been Muslims. And my Bible tells me that nobody can be a ruler like that unless God places you there. So if that scripture is true, then why does God choose to place Muslims to be heads of state of Nigeria? Amen. I believe that is God's own way of telling us that He has lost confidence in us. Amen. I believe with the whole of my heart It's a statement from God. Because remember, he told one of the church ages, if they don't repent, he will come and remove the candlestick. And they leave them in darkness. Praise the Lord. Because a Christian president was there. After he has left, see the report. Now he's taking a Muslim president to come and fight what naturally we should be the ones fighting. God will help this country. Praise the Lord. Because they are one leg in the church, one leg in occultic places. So, we should recognize him as God in every aspect of our lives. We should recognize him. And one way of recognizing